Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Faith, a study from researchers at Michigan State is making a lot of headlines this week. It finds out that what can help cure people with kidney stones?
Oh, man. I wish I knew this last year when my husband had one.
Well, you should have taken him to Cedar Point.
Because
is it a swift
he
kick
kept
in the nuts?
Saying, you have no idea how painful this is. And I kept wanting to hold up our youngest child and say, no, you have no idea how painful that is. I need a hint.
It's one more reason not to stand under the Hulk ride at Universal Studios.
Oh, roller coasters!
Yes, going on roller coasters can break up your kidney stones.
Oh my goodness.
It's absolutely true.
Do they come out when you vomit?
Wait, does that mean that, like, Six Flags will be covered by my copay?
It's under the tablet. So some doctors heard this story anecdotally. The people went on roller coasters, and after a couple of rides, whoa, what do you know? Their kidney stones were no longer a problem. So they built a 3D model of a kidney, and they sent it, this kidney, on 40 consecutive rides on Disney's Big Thunder Mountain coaster. And they proved it, that roller coasters can jostle kidney stones loose.
How weird is that photo you get at the end? When you're like, yeah, what the heck is that? What happened to the last guy?
Yeah.
Hey, how was the Joker ride? That was pretty good. It wasn't lose a kidney stone good.
That's like when you go to the parks and you put in that coin and roll, you know, get a souvenir.
Yeah.
Like, that's your souvenir,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. I mean, it's a shame when you're, like, waiting in line and the guy in front of you is a 3D printed kidney who's, like, on its 10th ride of the day. And you're like, dude.
He's got the fast pass.
I know.